Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Hei, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. So we've been discussing the dinim of the Omer, and one of the things that we spoke about yesterday was the way that the Baitusim would actually argue about when the correct time for doing the Ketziras HaOmer would be in bringing the Havas HaOmer, which was an Ageah, whether you'd be Mechal Shabbos for a Ketzira Shelo Bizmano, according to them. And we learned over there about how that's a factor in the determination, perhaps, of whether we ought to be Mechal Shabbos with three or with one, and so on. So finally, we get to the Mishnah of what the procedure was. So here is the way that every year they would do the Ketziras HaOmer. Now, the Ketziras HaOmer itself was actually done right after the first day of Yontif on Pesach, and then the Omer would be brought in the next morning. And then they would process it from the nighttime, and it would be ready and fresh in the morning. Remember that it needed to be kar mal, needed to be soft and squishy. So, Ketzad Enosim, what was the procedure? So, Erev Yontev, they needed to get things ready as much as possible, so it wouldn't take too much time to actually do the Ketzira. So they would go out and Erev Yontev identify the place where they had the good quality barley, and they would tie them into krichot b'mechubar l'karka. So they would create bundles to make it easy to do the Ketzira. And that saved a couple of hours on Matzah Yontev. And then, after Yontev, kol ha'yarot asbuchot v'sham mekansot v'sham, as Yontev got close to the time where it was already you could make Havdalah, everybody started in the area that could get there quickly, because the idea over there was, remember, to make as big a publicity stunt out of this in order to be motzi mi libam shel habaitusim. So everybody would get there, kidesh ye niktzar be'esek adol, in order that there would be an awful lot of tumult and celebration and fanfare in order to be able to get this done. And that way they would have the maximum. We saw that that was part of the our willingness to be Mechal Shabbos more, even though it wasn't absolutely necessary, in order to be mefarsem the dinim of the Torah, that the time of bringing was mimocharat ha-Pesach and not mimocharat ha-Shabbos bereshis. And then the moment that it was after the time they could make Achdola already, kiva chichshicha omer lehem. So then, each one of the Kutzrim would shout out to all of the people that was there, Ba Shemesh Omer Hin. Ba Shemesh Omer Hin. Now, each one of the Kutzrim would actually ask this question three times and would make a big fuss of it. And so each one would ask, as we'll see in the Gemara, even though the Mishnah only says it two times, each one asked the question three times loud, and everybody would answer. So Ba Shemesh, is it Mimochorat HaPesach, so to speak? And everybody would shout out, yes. Magal Zu, do I use this Magal, this sickle? And everybody would say, yes. Magal Zu, yes, go for it, man. And then he'd hold up the basket. Kupazo, put it in here. Absolutely, go for it, man. Hein, Kupazo, Omer Hein, yes, indeed. And if it was Shabbos, he would make a big fuss and saying, is today Shabbos? Yes, yes. Is today Shabbos? Absoluto. And then they would say, okay, so do I go ahead and do the Ketzira right now? And they would say, Ketzar, go for it. Ketzar, Ketzar, go for it. And this was Shalosh Ba'amim. Al Kol Davar V'Davar, each one of these would ask three times. Ve'ein Omrim Lo, each time the people that were there would respond with a roaring, hein, 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 v'kokach lama, why, I mean, it seems a little silly, b'pnei ha-baitusim. All of this was because of the kaifrim b'terah shebal peh, sh'ayu omrim in k'tzirat ha-omer b'metzah yantav, that the Shabbos that is mentioned, mimochrat ha-Shabbos, is actually Shabbat bereshit, and is not a reference to yantav at Pesach as all. And therefore, we're making as big a fuss as we can. Is it right after Yontev? Yes, it is. And are we doing a Ketzira? We certainly are. So now here is a little bit of the background that we have in the Gemara of the machlokas between the Baitusim and the Chachomim. Tanu Rabban. Elonu maya de lola ita ana abahon. Now, this is a direct quote. This is the opening of Megillat Ta'anit. You remember Megillat Ta'anit? We learned about it in Masechet Shabbat. And that's the idea where we talk about if all of the Yomim Tovim would be batal. It's a reference to this din in Megillat Ta'anit, where there's a list of all of the various days that were celebrated during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And those were days that some of them were meant to be partial holidays in the sense that you weren't allowed to fast and you weren't allowed to say Hespedim on that day. And others were days where you could say Hespedim, but you weren't supposed to be mit'ane. So Megillat Ta'anit opens up with these words. Elin yumaya dololi it'an abahon umiksatahon dololi mispadbahon. So here are the days that it's not allowed to fast on, and some of these days you're not even allowed to say a hesped. So Miresh Yarchat Nisan Atman Yabe, from Rosh Chodesh of Nisan until the 8th of Nisan is a holiday. It's the holiday of Itukam Temida, as we're going to see, the Tumid, which was under attack also by these Apikursim, and finally we were able to defeat them. And they made those days into a holiday in which it's not even mutter to say a hesped, lo mispad, and kol shekein, you're not allowed to be mitaneh. From the 8th day until the end of Pesach, itot of chagat ha-shavuaya, then we finally settled down the whole issue about when Shavuos was supposed to be chal, lo mispad. Over there, we also made that a holiday, because of the, we're going to discuss exactly what the issue was in these cases. Miresh Yarcha de Nisan. So let's give you the background. We said that from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokum Temida Dolol Mispad. What exactly was the problem? Well, the Tzedukim actually attacked the Dinim of the Tamid, and they claimed, Shayu Tzedukim Omrim, Yachid Mitnadev Umevi HaTamid, that the Tamid is not brought from the Lishkas of the Shkalim. And in fact, individuals would vie for the honor of bringing the Tamid, and they would bring it from their own money. Now, obviously, that would be a disaster, because the whole idea of the Korban Lachmi is that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Korban that's coming from the Tzibur every single day, in the morning and in the afternoon, and that would have destroyed the whole connection that Yisrael had through the Tamid Aboker and Tamid Achrei Atzoraim. And they were claiming that this is from the Posek. My Dorish, well, it said, Et HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh Baboker, now it's Ta'aseh Lashon Yochid or Lashon Rabbi? Lashon Yochid. So Ta'aseh means the individual brings the Tamid. Ve'et HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Bein Arbaim. Once again, Ta'aseh is a Lashon Yochid. So, apparently it's meant to be brought by Yechidim. So what did the Chachomim do, and how were they able to defeat these arguments? My Ahadru, they said, look, it says in the Pasuk, Et Korbani Lachmi Li'ishai Tishmiru. So Tishmiru is a Lashon Rabbi. There's no denying that. And that means that it has to come, Shiukulam Ba'imi Trumat HaLishka. That says that all of the Shmira on the Korban that is identified as Korbani Lachmi, all of that is supposed to come from what is yours, Barabim, which means that it has to come from the Truma of the Lishka of the Machtzis HaShekel. And what was the second holiday that was listed? From the 8th until the end of Pesach. And what happened there? Itotav Chaga DeShavuaya DeLola Mispad. So there was some issue about Chaga Shavuot. What was that issue? Well, that was what we're talking about over here, about the Omer. Shayu Baitosim Omrim Atzeret Achara Shabbat. Chag HaShavuos. Look, one of the strange things about Chag HaShavuot is that it doesn't have a date. Every other Chag in the Torah is given the date. On the 15th day of the Chodesh and so on, right? On the 10th day of the Chodesh. Over here, Doesn't say. It just says Tisplu Chabishim Yom. So that means that the time of Shavuot is dependent on when you started counting the Omer. So they said that since it says Mimochorat HaShabbat, Tisplu Chabishim Yom, so you always start on the Shabbos and not on Mitzvah Yontav. So which would mean that Shavuos would actually come out on the wrong day. So nitpalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came in to their so-called Beis HaMedrash, you know, what's doing with it? Amar lahem sheitim, you idiots. Where do you get that crazy idea from? Minayin lachem. V'lo haya adam echad shehaya meshivo. There was nobody that would actually have the guts to answer him. Chutz mizaken echad shehaya mefatfet kinegdo. There was one old man over there, supposed to represent one of their great chachomim, and so in a classic conservative Judaism teshuvah, he explained the logic of why it should be dafka shvuas on Mitzvah Shabbos. And he said to him, blah, 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 bifatfet, and he said to him, well, as you know, the great centerpiece of our religion is Avas Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was a great Ohev Yisrael. And he knew that Shavuos is only one day. And that, you know, everybody is cooking and preparing for Shavuos. They don't even have time to enjoy Shavuos. So he figured it's a good idea to always have Shavuos come out after Shabbos. That way, even you get the Shavuos, you're already rested, you had your food from before. And this way you could celebrate Shavuos properly. But if you have Shavuos come out in the middle of the week, by the time you know it, Shavuos is over. Nice argument. So he Moshe was Yodea Shatzeret Yom Echad, Amad V'Tiknach HaShabbat. So he made a takona that Shavuos should be chal always on a Sunday, Kedei Sheyu Yisrael Mitamgin Shnei Yamim, in order to provide a long weekend. So this was our first extended weekend. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea from the beginning. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, well, he's a hell of an Ohev Yisrael, let me tell you, because the distance, b'sach hakol, from Chorev, Echadas Yom B'Chorev, Derech Har Seir, to get to Kadesh Barnea, at Kadesh Barnea, so to get to Kadesh Barnea was an 11-day journey. You know, and Moshe Rabbeinu managed to drag it out for 40 years. Now, let me ask you something. If Moshe Rabbeinu was such an Ohev of Yisrael, how in the world did he drag an 11-day trip for 40 years in the Midbar? Lamei Charanba Midbar 40 Shana, Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael Aya. Now, obviously, he must have not liked Jews too much. So the Zakein said, oh, come on, what are you making fun of me? Rebbe, b'kacha tapodremi. I mean, this is supposed to be a serious argument. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm supposed to actually conduct a serious argument with complete idiots. It's embarrassing to argue with idiots. Shote, velote torah shlema shalanu, kisicha b'te lasha lachem. You sit around babbling and chattering and speaking nonsense and you're talking heads and nobody has the slightest idea what you're talking about. You expect me to speak to you intelligently. All right. I mean, if you're cornering me, I don't want people to think that that's an actual argument. So look, stupid head. Katuv echad omer. Look at this pasuk, okay? We've got two separate pasukim that speak to us about Chag HaShavuos, right? So first the Torah says, Katuv echad omer, Tisplu chamishim yom. All right. So then it's in terms of days. Not in terms of weeks. If it's in terms of days, 50 days can begin at any particular point in a week. I mean, if you're talking about weeks, okay, a week is a week from Sunday through Shabbos. But if you're talking about days, 100% right. Days could be at any point at all. The other pasuk says, Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Tihiena. There, all of a sudden, we start hearing about weeks, and not only weeks, but to Mimot, they have to be weeks from Sunday till Shabbos. Now, how do you explain that? Can't the Torah make up its mind whether Shavuos is supposed to start in the middle of the week or Shavuos is supposed to start at the beginning of the week? Well, it's actually very simple if you're not stupid. Harketzah, kan b'yom tov shechal lihiyot b'shabbat, where you're talking about tmimot and you have full weeks. That a year, it happens to be that the mimochorat ha-shabbat actually is mimochorat ha-shabbat. And it came out that the first day of Pesach was the Shabbos. So then you bring the Omer on a Sunday, which means you're going to have a whole week, and then you can have 7 whole weeks. Masha'in came where it talks about only days, and obviously you don't have the Sheva Shabbatot. It's talking about a Yom Tov. There the Torah is referring to a year in which the Pesach came out some other day besides Shabbos. So then it would start, the counting would start from Mitzvah Pesach, Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon. And there it would only be in terms of days because you wouldn't have Shabbatot Mimot. So you see that the Omer doesn't have to be brought on a Yom Rishon, and the Shavuos does not have to be 50 days after a Yom Rishon either. That's the point. Whenever it happens, if it was Tmimot, Matov, and if it's not Tmimot, then we do it that way. And we also have others that gave this the responses, different responses. So this is just a simon. Rabbi Eliezer was a sofer response. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yeshua was a mone. Rabbi Yishmael was a ma'amer. Rabbi Yehuda was a lamata. Anyway, these are the four people that gave the answers. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you don't need Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's proof. It's very simple, straight from the pasuk, without having to ask Akasha to actually impress these people with the stira between the psukim, and then they'd have to use their brains. It says beferish in the pasuk, Shiv'a shavuot tispor lach, b'yachel charmish b'yakama, techel ispor shiv'a shavuot. Fine. So now, who is that lach? That lach is a reference to the entity which counts. And that entity would be the Beis Din. Because who else am I speaking to if I'm speaking to a national entity? So that's Sfira, which is Tuluya B'Beidin. And the reason is, of course, because only Beidin are the ones that are able to be Kore the Chodesh. So because of that, Em Yodim L'Chadesh, since they are the ones who are Koveya when Nisan is, so then they are the ones who are going to be able to tell you when Mimochorat HaShabbat is, because the Shabbat, which is the Yontev, is dependent on the Tispor Loch. And therefore, it's got to be talking about the Shabbat that needs the Beit Din. Because if it were referring to Shabbat Bereshit, Yatzat Shabbat Bereshit, why would we need to go to Beit Din? Everybody knows when Shabbat is, and it's not dependent on a Sfira of Beit Din. It's a halacha of Shabbat Bereshit, which everybody keeps, and it's up to each person. So Yatzat Shabbat Bereshit, Shesfirata b'chol Adam. So if we're talking about you as a Beis Din, it has to be referring to a Shabbat that is defined by Beit Din. And that could only be talking about a Shabbat which is a Yontav. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua says, I say there's a simple way of understanding it. Amra Torah, look, there are times that Beis Din is supposed to be counting. Okay, what is that count? Well, we know that Ad Chodesh Yamim, we learn out from the day. That was referring, of course, to the Slav, but from there we learn out in Rosh Hashanah that the Chodesh is constituted of the full Yamim, which means you have to have 29 days in order to be able to Mekadesh a Chodesh. So you're supposed to then, once it's past 29 days, then you have a right, if you see the new moon, you have a right to be Mekadesh the new Chodesh. So it says B'nei Yamim and be Mekadesh the Chodesh. But it uses the same exact Lashon in talking about Tisperu, the Chamishim Yom. So it's either at Chodesh Yamim or Tisperu Chamishim Yamim. So just like the Chodesh, it has a clear-cut way of knowing that it is time for us to be Mechadesh the Chodesh. So just like the Chodesh is samuch leviyato, is nikar, we understand when it is to do that count and to start over again, it's very clear. It's up there in the sky. It's called the moon. And so when that moon renews, we know that that is the time. But it means that there is an objective thing that we can actually use to define it. Afatzeret samuch leviyato nikeret. That would mean that we understand precisely when the count began for the 50 days of the Chamishim Yom for Atzeret. But if you're going to tell me that Atzeret always falls after a Shabbos Bereishis, then there's nothing at all that is an objective marker to the time when I'm supposed to start the count of the Atzeret and conclude it. Heich teheini keret mishelefaneha. No one would be able to see, if the Baitusim are correct, nobody would be able to see anything that would tell them when we begin our count that ends up in the 50 days later of Chag HaShavuot. Reb Yishmael says, I have another way of looking at it. Amrat, now obviously all of these ways of looking at it are irrelevant to the din. The halacha of what the Torah means when it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that is something that was never in doubt. We understand from the Kabbalah HaTorah that this is the way that Moshe was masbir what the time of Shavuos is. We only take a look at these psukim simply in order to build a sense of what the Torah takes for granted in every last way that it refers to it, to show people that this is the entire sense of what Shavuos is. It's not that we're really looking at it. I mean, obviously, if we need to start looking around for psukim, you know, thousands of years later, that would be a little bit silly. But each one wants to show the Baitusim from the weight of the assumptions that lie behind all the psukim of the Torah, that there's no mocker to begin thinking about these things. So Rabbi Shmuel says, look, the Torah said, Havei omer bepesach, havei shtei alechem ba'atzeret. Now, these 2 days are profoundly linked to each other, and they are both the ways in which we're matir the new produce. The Omer, we're matir the new produce of the beginning with the produce of the barley, and then that too we bring in the Beis HaMikdash, the new barley, and the Shtei Alechem is matir for the Menachos in the Beis HaMikdash, the new Chitim. Fine. They are both in Yanim of the Chiddush that continues on from HaChiddush HaZelachem, obviously. They are linked by the Chamishim Yom of the entire idea, those Chamishim Yom, link the 2 moments of Chodesh, and therefore they are actually need to be commensurate. So in the same way that the Torah says, bring the Korban HaOmer bePesach, and bring the Shtei Alechem ba'atzeret, right? Now, that's not a coincidence. It means that the holidays of Pesach and Atzeret, which celebrate the renewal of Yisrael, they are linked through this chiddush of being matir chodesh. So just like the malahalan regel, utchilat regel, the Shtei Alechem, that beferish, there's no question, is going to be on Atzeret. I mean, that nobody argues with that because the psukim say that very clearly. So we bring our Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, and we bring in it each time the Torah mentions to do this on that day. And that day is the day of Shavuos, which we bring the Shtei Alechem on. So in the same way that we need to bring the Shtei Alechem on a holiday, which is Shavuos, and it's only a 1-day holiday, and you bring it, nonetheless, there are 7 days total, remember, because there are the days in which we have the Tashlumim, we can continue to bring the Hashlama of Shavuos afterwards, but you need to bring it on that first day. You don't bring it on any of the other 6 days of Tashlumim. So Afkan Rego v'Tchivas Rego. The same idea. There's 7 days of Pesach, there's 7 days of Shavuos, and it's even called Shavuos, called the Holiday of Weeks, because it is a week, as the Gemara points out in Chagiga. So here, too, it's got to be the same in the entire structure of the Moya de Hashana is built around this idea. And therefore, you fools who don't even have a sense of what's going on in the year, you make these nonsensical arguments about Avas Yisrael and nonsense. I mean, the point over here is it's part of the Moya de Hashana. And it's completely consistent to go from Pesach to Shavuos, or the beginning of the Yontif, to the beginning of the Yontif, from the Heter of Chodesh to the next Heter of Chodesh. I mean, it's just stupid to see things without any context. Tan Rabban, Usvartem Lachem. So, one of our psukim refers to Usvartem Lachem Mimochorat HaShabbat, So what does that mean when it says lachem? That there's a chiyuv of every individual to say svira ta omer for himself. Shetehi svira lekol echad v'echad. So even though, here is actually a machlokas rishonim, and it's even a machlokas halacha lamaisa. Whether what this means is, don't think that you're semich on bezdin to do the sfira. That's in terms of the halach of being keveya the zmanim. But in terms of the idea of the countdown, and there's meant to be a connection, each individual is mechuyev to say hayom, shloshim yom, and so on, right? That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is, shtei svira kol echad v'echad means that you cannot be mekayim svira by saying amen to the shliach tzibur svira. You have to make your own svira, and therefore, it would mean that this is a specific halacha that says that you cannot have somebody else say for you hayom and you say amen to it. Okay, this is actually a machlokas mamish between the poskim halacha l'maisa. In any event, but there is a concept of each individual being part of Svira Sa'omer. And then, now here's our important, what concerns us in this sugya, is the next word, Mimochorat HaShabbat. Mimochorat HaShabbat maintains the Braita. This means Mimochorat Yom Tov, clearly. Well, I mean, you say it means Mochorat Yom Tov. Maybe it means what it says. O eino ela lemochorat Shabbat bereshit. So here we had another discussion between Tanoim about what the pasuk means and how we take it for granted. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, look, Hareyo Omer tisperu chamishim yom. This means that there should always be a 50-day break between the time in which you brought the Omer and in which we're talking about of this Bimochorat, and the time in which you're going to go ahead and celebrate the next part of the Moed, which is Shavuos. And if that's the case, if Kol Svirot Shata Sofer Lo Yeh El Chamishim Yom, if the relationship is Techaga Pesach, and is defined as a 50-day relationship, so then that means you don't vary it by the year. Every time that you count that Omer, it should be from the same relationship of Pesach to Shavuos that it always is. But if you're going to tell me that it's Mimochorat Shabbat Bereshit, so then sometimes you, from the start of Pesach, you're counting 51 days, 52 days, 53 days, 54 days, 55 days. I mean, it depends when it would be that Pesach would be chal, and you're supposed to have a specific time of chamishim yom. Reb Yehuda ben Beter Omer, you don't need that kind of complicated argument. Harei Omer tispor loch. How do you explain the fact that there is a svira that is dependent on an institution that can be addressed by a lashon yachid? That's obviously a reference to a svira that is tuliya bebeit din. Now, Shabbat is not tuliya bebeit din. Yom Tov is tolig the beit din. And therefore, if I need to go to beit din to know when to start my svira, we can't be talking about Shabbat bereshit, like you said before. Svira tuliya bebeit din. Yatzta Shabbat Bereshit, Shesvirata Bechol Adam. So in this Braita, we also have Mandi Omrim that go over the Svaras that we said before. Rabbi Yosi Omer, when it says in the Pasuk, Mimochorat HaShabbat, obviously that means Mimochorat Yom Tov. You say so. Ata Omer Mimochorat Yom Tov, O Inu Ela Mimochorat Shabbat Bereshit. Amrit, וכי נאמר, ממוחרת השבת שבתוך הפסח? I don't understand. Let's say the Baitusim are right. And it means ממוחרת השבת. So what makes you think it was the next Shabbos to be chal after Pesach? Who said? ממוחרת השבת can mean any Shabbat, no? It just says ממוחרת השבת. הלא לא נאמר אלא ממוחרת השבת. Well, if we have switched gears, and we're no longer talking about Pesach, and we're talking about Shabbat Bereshit, lest I heard the whole year is full of Shabbatot, you know, which one would you like to start counting from and make that the 50 days beginning to Chag HaShavuot? You know, I mean, maybe we should try for some time in the summer so it could fall out while the kids are in camp. I mean, I don't know. So, Kol HaShana Kula, Tzeil V'dok, Ezer Shabbat, to go out and figure out what's a night Shabbos to start from this year, you know? What kind of nonsense is that? V'od. Nemra Shabbat Lamata. V'nemra Shabbat Lamala. Right? So doesn't it talk about Ad Mimochorat, HaShabbat, HaShavi'it, and then it's a Yontav, right? But Yontav, it's the Yontav of Shavuot, the first day of the seven-day holiday of Shavuot. It's a regal, and it's not only a regal, it's the Tchilat regal, because the Tashlumin are not mentioned beferish in the Torah. And, therefore, the Shabbat needs to be consistent, doesn't it? I mean, if that's going to be Ad Mimochorat HaShabbat HaShavi'it is a Yantav, so then the first Shabbat is a Yantav also. At least it's a Shabbat sometime. I mean, Afkan regal Tchilas regal, so it's got to be the Shabbat that has to do with Pesach, right? So if that's the case, according to you, how could it possibly be related to the Chag HaPesach? Okay, we'll take a look tomorrow at more exciting elements of this machlokas between the Baitusim and the Torah.